5 o'clock.
Hi, we're Your Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jib Gradeski, your host, as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in British Columbia in Burnaby, on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem, and many more beyond. And we are a humble guest on this land, and we're going to be looking at, as per the usual, the fine, fair, fun, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver's and beyond's event listing. So get your pens and papers ready, or your mental or your new favorite mnemonic technique ready to go as we hop into some listings and all that hooba-jooba that's happening around town. So with that in mind, we're going to take a little break to get some stuff out of the way, and then we'll get right into it.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5 year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Music Waste is celebrating its 30th year as Vancouver's premier DIY festival, bringing you over 70 bands and dozens of local artists to all your favorite venues since 1994. Music Waste will run the weekend of June 6th to 9th side by side with Art Waste. With the theme of trash, Art Waste is set to be filled with superb pieces of 2D, 3D, and video art from local artists. Check out the lineup for Music Waste and buy a pass or individual tickets today on musicwaste.ca.
Oh yeah, Music Waste coming, baby. Oh, hold on. Nope. Nope. There we go.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious. Something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Very clever. Typically Tuesdays on a Monday. Alrighty. Backing me up today is a lovely classical music program I've been enjoying. So it'll be nice and serene. We'll see how that reflects everything. Yeah, how you been, listeners? It's been a good little bit. I've been dealing with a swollen eye for some reason. I don't know. I think I'm just sleeping on my face wrong. 2 weeks ago, I had blood in my eye. If my doctor is listening, hi, Dr. Makosa. What's going on? What's up with my head? Is it allergies? Is it something? I washed all my sheets. If there's any tips on how to not avoid a swollen eyes for mysterious reasons, please let me know. Drop me your eye care route to my Instagram, moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A, moose master. Drop me a line. Tell me how you take care of your eyes. Should I just get eye drops? I've never done eye drops. It might be time. I only get one set of eyes, right? I remember when I was a kid, they were selling these, like, life and dismemberment insurance policies to us for some reason. And there was a thing like, loss of eye or hand or whatnot. And it's like, 20 grand. I'm like, ooh, I could do with, what could I do with one eye? I could use 20 grand. One eye, 20 grand, I don't know. I'm glad both my eyes still function relatively, and that, you know, I did not get paid out for losing any of my bodily functions. But yeah, the world has adapted to people who have vision problems. I mean, have you ever wondered why bumps and grooves on the sidewalk? Well, let me tell you in case you're curious. So people with those little feeler sticks, I don't know what the technical term is with them, I guess the seeing eye cane, so they can feel the ground and know what's going on the ground down there. The more you know. Anyways, I think we have some other shows about accessibility, or at least mentioned in a few different places. Shout out to Queer FM, who was on 5 minutes ago. Anywho, I'm going to get into what I actually do here on my show, here on The Art Show. Let's tell you about some cool shows happening in around this fine, fair, fun, fantastic city of SoCal, Vancouver. So today, comedy, rather, over at The Pearl, Neil Hamburger. I only know about Neil Hamburger because I have this like weirdo compilation that I found years ago where it samples one of his bits, like That's My Life. Is it? No, whatever. Oh yeah, that apparently, yeah, that, but that's the that's his catchphrase back in the day. It was but That's My Life. I don't, it's awesome. It's this weirdo cassette comp I had. Anyways, that's the only information and experience I have with Neil Hamburger. But joining him is Robert Dayton, whoever that is. So if you are enjoying that, go check it out. So we're again at the Pearl in downtown Vancouver on the Granville Strip, the Wild West of the entertainment district here in this city. Moving on. Just down the road there, Kamasi Washington, a big force in free jazz, etc., and jazz adjacent musical stylings, coming through and doing the thing. There was a lot of serendipity. I was listening to some jazz programming, and they were like, "Oh, Kamasi Washington." It's like, "Oh, that's cool." Everyone. That was a very cool program. And then it suddenly said, "Oh, Kamasi's coming to town." Very exciting. Anyways, the Fearless Movement Tour is happening. It's coming in today, 7 o'clock at the Vogue Theater. Check it out if you're looking for some out there jazz experience. Will be very exciting. Recommend it. Yeah, but if you want to go the other way and enjoy a lovely evening of synth soundscapes, you can go to the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House, which is at East Broadway and Prince Albert, 800 East Broadway, pretty much. And check it out. A bunch of synth enthusiasts coming through for synth modular and electronic music. It's all ages. It's free admission. You can play. Just sign up. You can hang out. You can just vibe. Just, you know, don't get too vibey. Yeah, that's today. Friday, Thursday at the new Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House at 800 East Broadway. Very cool. Also in the mix this week, over at Green Auto, over at Redgate, we have Strathcona, not the part of town, but the band, playing with the Evan Williams Project, along with Autograft. We'll hear some music from this Evan Williams fellow in just a little bit here, so hang tight for that. That's doors at 8 for that at Redgate, 1965 Main Street, 8 o'clock Thursday night for the Evan Williams Project, Strathcona, and Autograft. But over at Green Auto, we have an interesting night of art rock, country adjacent, and country. Tonk coming through, legendary for, lovely, fantastical country band here in Vancouver. Despite, I'm not going to say that none of them are born in the country, because I don't know. I just don't know. But they play some very good country music, and I highly recommend it. They have a lap steel guitar, so I'm already sold, and I love them to death. Aiden Ayers also joining them on the bill over at Green Auto tonight, Thursday night, with Puzzle Head featuring former music department head Caddy and Yusuf Biglu and the gang with Puzzle Head, and also Species Trader also in the mix at Green Auto. Doors at 7, Thursday night. I'm going to guess an early evening, so 7 p.m. So get your butt there, grab your beverage, pregame of choice, etc., and, have a good time. We'll hear some music from Puzzle Head in a little bit. Over at Fox Studio, at the Fox Cabaret. We have Chia with Fionn and Hallelujah Hilu. It's gonna be an evening of like folksy R&B neo soul kind of stuff happening there. It's gonna be a chiller. Door 7 o'clock for that one. And yeah, should be pretty rad. And yeah, go support Hallelujah Hilu, former CJSFer. Guaranteed cool time. And if you're looking for something a bit more visceral this evening, over at the Alf House, there is Peace Talks. They're coming in from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with a Hollow Point and Spiral Demise. So a very beefy night of punk hardcore. Very cool, very cool. So that's your slice of Thursday, here in this neck of the woods. We're going to start off, different bill. I had a bunch of stuff ready to go, but my other browser's being difficult, but we prevail. This is going to be the Evan Williams Project with Vanishing Act. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Every time I step in the club, everybody knows what's up, what's up. Every time I step in the club, everybody knows what's up, what's up. Every time I step in the club, everybody knows what's up, what's up. Every time I step in the club, everybody knows what's up. So complicated out on this river. I gotta swim in to see things clearer. Cause I am going out tonight. And I wanna make it feel alright. Oh, say, every time I go up, every time I put my disc in now. Every time that we play, I hit up the DJ, hit the beat now. They wanna see me do it better than I ever did. They wanna see me shining brighter than I ever did. Every time I step in the club, everybody knows what's up, what's up. Every time I step in the club, everybody knows what's up, what's up.
Some very summary. Oh, I forgot this song was on here. This is kind of a banger. I'm gonna let this play. Because I will not be able to focus if this is playing. So I bow to it. To get to that part, I'll do my best to stay focused in the midst of this gauntlet of just some audible distractions. Okay, so you just heard some cool music. That was Chia with What's Up. They're playing again with the Fox Cabaret tonight, Thursday night, with Theon and Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doors at 7 o'clock for that one. Very summery, cool, chill pop. So get out there with your crop top and to show off your tummy and have a good time. Before that, you heard Puzzlehead. They're playing over at the Green Auto tonight with Tonk, Aiden Ayers, and Species Trader. Pretty cool show. Art, rock, country, and who knows what else. Because I don't know what Species Traders does. I should have played them because I'm not familiar, because I got to learn about new stuff. And so do you. And at the top of that set, you hit their Evan Williams project. They're playing, that was their song Vanishing Act off Willpowers, their EP from a little while back. They're playing with Strathcona and Autographed. So, over at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, for that one, $15 per chicken, no one turned away due to lack of funds, etc. Cool. Thursday. Banging. Next up, we're scooting along here to Friday. Going back to Green Auto here. We're checking out Amos the Kid with 538th Street or 538th, along with Cyrus Jordan doing the thing. Tickets are like $17, probably like $20 at the door. So you're going to get Amos the Kid from Winnipeg. Let's go. Shout out to Winnipeg, being the butt of the many Canadian jokes. Good folks in Winnipeg. Cool people. Everyone I've met, very nice. Amos the Kid, probably no exception, coming in as well. 538's coming in from, where are they coming in from? I don't know. Somewhere, because they're not specific. Oh, Kelowna. That's right. There we are. And Cyrus Jordan coming in with some nice R&B, sultry Sunday morning sound. So we'll hear some more music from Cyrus in a little bit. So hang tight for that one now. Law School, doing the thing. We were just mentioned, Connor and I were just talking about that earlier. We have one of their first cassettes when he was in Law School. Just his name. Stuff like that. Anyways, it's over at, they're doing a show, at 713 East Hastings at the place called, what is this place called? I don't know, does it have a name? At Loeb. I haven't been there yet, so, if you are from Loeb, yeah, what's up? Anyways, yeah, new session, new songs, new stuff, new color, the full color zine. And all sorts of jazz for Umbel. Sounds like going to be a very exciting project for Law School to be a part of, and for you too, because you get to enjoy the fruits of their labor, dear listener. So yeah. And in sadder news, if you've been to going to punk shows and rock shows and shows in general of many varieties, you've probably bumped into a lovely short man named Johnny Woggs. And in case you haven't heard yet, I regret to inform you that Johnny Woggs passed away a few weeks ago. In the near, around the beginning of the month, I believe. The scene will greatly miss him. A lot of us know him for just being there. He was always there. There was the phrase, I don't think I came up with it, that would be so vain of me, the Johnny Woggs effect. The concept was that if Johnny was at your show, it was a good show. So you could always keep that in your heart if Johnny Woggs is at your show. Anyways, Johnny Woggs will be in our hearts and ergo at every show now. But there is a Johnny Woggs memorial show happening over at Green Auto. I don't know who's playing, but if you want to go there and get to know the folks of Johnny Woggs' life and meet up with some old friends, maybe, this would be a great place to do it. It's over at Green Auto, Friday night at 7 o'clock and stuff like that. You'll be right next to that Amos the Kid show, so you can scoot around. But yeah, rest in peace, Johnny. We'll miss you very much. And yeah, your pleasant smile and inviting demeanor and easygoingness, always a treat. We miss you, Johnny. And moving on, more shows to have you happening here over at the Waldorf. Daddy Issues doing an album release with Hung Up, Campfire Shit Kickers with Fucon Riot and Bloody Betty over at the Waldorf. At the Cobalt, Tepno doing the thing with Hoodie Brown. Gonna be kind of some chill wave, R&B, chill lo-fi beats to go to a show to type vibes. And yeah, so we'll hear some music from them in a little bit here. And also over at 648 Kingsway, there is Reverend Ape, Charles Mansion, After the Fox, and Luella. Getting quite the mix there of some heavy stuff. We're going to check out some music from After the Fox. I haven't heard of them before, so we're going to do that together. So yeah, that'll be 648 Kingsway. I'm guessing 7 o'clock for that one, because they're an early place. So yeah, again, Reverend Ape, Charles Mansion, After the Fox, Luella at 648 Kingsway, 8 o'clock. Just get there by 8. I guarantee you'll probably be on time for something. Lunchtime Band, I'm playing with Doer and Cat Larceny over at the Red Gate at 1965 Main Street, meaning 3rd and 4th, whatever. 8 o'clock for that one. Three bands, two thumbs up, you know? So yeah. Once again, Lunchtime Band, Door, Cat Larceny. We'll hear some music from Cat Larceny in just a little bit here. And what else have I got for Friday? Okay, over at Landlu's Bullies in New West, desperately seeking some fundraising ability. So they have a show over at Landlu's with the Getamines, Cry Baby Canyon, Qual, and Manic. featuring some burlesque, oh my, with Candy Cadillac over at Landalooza, 362 Powell Street. Come on down, support the scene, and have a good time. Get the pierogies, of course. And yeah, doors at 8, covers $20, but no one turned away due to lack of funds. Again, at Landalooza for a Bullies fundraiser. Again, it means Crybaby, Qual, and Manic. And yeah, that's Friday, everybody. So let's get into it here. We're going to start off with some music here from Cat Larceny. This is going to be their track, Tombstone.
Get you.